Like a scene from Love Actually. Emotions have been running high at airports across the country today as the travel bubble with Australia burst into action. For the first time in a year, international flights have touched down in Wellington and Queenstown, while arrival gate reunions are back on the cards in Auckland and Christchurch. Thousands of people are making the journey across the Tasman, with flights landing throughout the afternoon. Our reporter Nick Troubridge is at Auckland International Airport. Nick, quite a day to be out there, I imagine, full of emotion. A little tear in your eye too?
Oh, Lisa, maybe a little tear in my eye at one stage. Look, plenty of hugs, plenty of tears, and as you say, plenty of emotion out here today, and plenty of music. Dave Dobbin on repeat out here for about 5 hours. Not the man himself, but a little bit of a backup band. As you can see, there's a crowd gathered here right now, and that's because a flight has just landed from Sydney. And as you can see on the arrivals board behind me, there are still a few flights to come in tonight. We've got a couple of flights from Melbourne, a couple from Brisbane, a couple from the Gold Coast, and maybe one or two from Sydney as well. We're just waiting for those passengers to come in on those flights this afternoon, but we were here when that first flight arrived this afternoon. Here comes JQ201, an historic trip, the first Trans-Tasman bubble flight to land in New Zealand. The Jetstar flight touching down in Auckland just after 12:30, and with that, Auckland's once deserted international terminal erupts with emotion. Children wait to reunite with parents. Nieces and nephews gather to meet uncles and aunts. Wives wait for long-lost husbands. Some here have been cut off from family for over a year.
Johan?
Yes, first after 15 months.
How does it feel?
It's a great feeling. It is great. So absolutely joyful. And as my mum was waiting for me for the last 15 months.
This man is simply overcome with joy and relief.
It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. Can't use the words to describe.
So you're almost emotional, aren't you?
Yes, sorry. Thank you. Thank you very much.
The passengers stream out. In the middle of it all, a mother and daughter embrace.
Oh, we waited so long. It's just fantastic.
Some here had plans to see loved ones just as the COVID-19 pandemic hit. Family reunions were put on hold until today.
When did you last see Mum? 3 years ago?
It's a big deal for me, so no.
Grown men stand waiting in tears.
Oh, because I'm a real mummy's boy, to see my old lady after 3 years, it gets pretty overwhelming, really.
For this mum, the trip is short, but so, so sweet.
Feels great. Feels great to be home, even if it is only for 6 days. It's freaking awesome.
And this mum says the mummy's boy rumours are true.
He is. And the rest will probably agree as well. The rest of them will all agree. Yeah, he is mummy's boy.
Across the terminal, aunties are finally getting to cuddle their nephews and nieces.
It's, believe it or not, just over, when we locked down, so a year and a half, she was, I think, 4 days old the last time I saw her, so.
And who is this, your niece or your...
My niece, my sister and her partner, so it's really good to be home.
Elsewhere, a husband and wife are reunited for the first time in months.
Oh my God, I'm so happy, thank you to Jacinda, yeah. I feel like it is, living without him is feeling like ages, yeah. I'm waiting for him every second, yeah.
With the flight done and hugs out of the way, home comforts are next on the menu.
Have you just come back too?
Yes, I've just come back.
When was the last time you were here?
About a year and a half. Yeah, it's been good to come back. It's been an awesome welcoming coming in the doors. Everyone in customs has been great, and then to walk into some homemade music. All we need now is a bakery pie, some fish and chips, sold.
Mum's agreeable. It's home time via the bakery.
How does it feel, Mum, to have her back?
I miss my girl. I really did. I'm glad to see my daughter back.
Taking her home?
Yes. After we get a pie.
The hugs, kisses and tears continue into the afternoon. Finally, some normality returns to this abnormal COVID-19 world. For Checkpoint, Nick Troubridge.